Okay, good morning. Today is the 16th of Mar Cheshvan and 25th of October. We're at the end of the Mavo Kvali, page Tezayin. Yesterday we saw a very beautiful insight that most people would probably interpret the difference between Churban Bayis Rishon and Churban Bayis Sheni and their causes as being between the cardinal three Averas versus Sinas Chinam. But as Revolba demonstrates for us, the difference is a qualitative one in terms of revealed or hidden. The Gemara says they were doing chesed and they had sinas chinam. That means there's a contradiction between the inside and the outside. And Gemara, even right there, uses the wording, the language of nizgala avonim versus not nizgala avonim. Is it revealed or not? So the Churban Bayis Sheni was a pnimi issue, whereas in Bayis Rishon it was a chitzoni issue, which is a lot easier to treat, as evidenced by the much shorter duration of the gullus. So, as he ends that paragraph, midos ra'os hein hein churban olam ha'pnimi shel adam. Bad midos are the destruction of the inner world of a person. So the last two paragraphs. Zohi ha'emes ein ha'saga amitis, ve'ein ha'gosha amitis nimtzeis b'leiv asher sinah mekanenes bo. This is the truth. No true grasp and no true feelings will be found in the heart, in a heart that has hatred, mekanenes, like nesting, taking root in it. I mentioned the Chazon Ish talks about that in Emunah Bitachon, that if a person has corrupted midos, he doesn't see anything properly, including the interpretation of Torah. Ve'im bevinyan olameinu ha'pnimi anu chafetzim. And if what we want is the building of our inner world, and we've already established the importance, the necessity of that, that's what this whole mava was about. It was about the revealed service of Hashem and the hidden service of Hashem and how the latter is the ikar. So we need that and we want that. And so if that's what we're trying to do, aleinu lishsol b'libeinu midos tovos. So we have to plant in our hearts good midos. Yisod ha-chinuch l'Torah mahu, what's the foundation of chinuch for Torah? And the kuda ha-merkazos hi leiv, the central point is heart. Misham niftach l'faneinu olam ha-nister ha-elyon, from there will open for us the hidden world, the higher world. Umisham yushba shefa shal kedusha l'guf olam ha-maisa. And from there they will be like influenced or like shown on it, holiness on the body and on the world of action. Our inner world has to be built through toil and hard work and midos and mitzvos together. Okay. And by the way, this newer edition, which is very nice, has ha'orus and miluim. I'm not sure what they're from. It's from learning it later, but there's some interesting things to see. We'll let that go for now. On page Yud Tes, Mava Hashar. Okay. Rechovos atun natiel adam. In the streets of Athens, a person strolled. Atzar kol ezroch shepagash v'sholo. He stopped every resident whom he encountered, and he asked him, "Kol echad es osa shayla." Each one the same question: "Ketzad luchios? How should one live?" I think that's Socrates, right? "Sheila zos himshech limshel kol yimachayev." This question he continued to ask his whole life. "Is kol shabo ita b'maga?" Everyone with whom he came in contact. Oh, he writes, "Shol zahaya Socrates." This was Socrates, Hagadol Shav Umos Ha'olam, the greatest of the nations of the world. Adam Acher B'Tkufa Acheres, another person in a different era. Halach Ba'ora Yom Gadol V'Avuka B'Yado. He was walking while the day was still big, which means in the middle of the day, in broad daylight, and he had a torch in his hand. Kasher Sha'aluhu, and when they asked him, Lamahu Machzik Avuka B'Tzarayim, what are you holding a torch in the afternoon for? Heshiv, he answered, Ben Odom Ani Mechapes. A I'm looking for a human being. I'm looking for man. Gamza Hayabatuna, this was also in Athens. And this seeker, this searcher, who liked the shock effect, Diogenes, was one of its great thinkers. Zahayabatuna, this was in Athens. Sham Shalu Ketsa Luchyas. There they asked the question, how should one live? Visham Chipsu Beneros Ben Adam, and there they would look with candles for man. Yerushalayim Lahutzrachu Lishol, in Yerushalayim they never had to ask. Sham Yadu Ketsa Luchyas, there they knew how to live. Visham Chayu Bechol HaTkufos Bnei Adam. And there in all the eras, people lived, man, real man. Ketzad luchyos, how to live, u'shmartim eskukosai v'smishpatai asher yasa osa adam v'chai bahem. It's literally what the pasuk means. And achrimos, keep my mitzvahs and my chukim, that man will live, true life. Pasuk doesn't mean you'll live as opposed to, dropping dead. It means that's the way to live. So exactly the question that the philosophers were asking, the Torah is telling you this book is the answer. Bore HaChayim, the creator of life, Gam Gila Lanu Ketzad L'malos Es HaChayim, also revealed to us how to fulfill life and how to fill life. Dalhu Klei Chayenu Kedei L'Hochel Es Kol HaTochen Otzum, the vessels, the equipment of our lives is too shallow to contain all of the incredible content Asher HaBore Nasan Lanu B'Chdei L'Maloso, that Hashem gave us in order to fill it. He gave us much more to fill our lives than we're even able to process. Ulam kol pina b'kli zeh, but every corner in this keli, meleya u'gedusha b'machshava, dibur u'maisa, is filled and overfilled. Gadush means, it's even a girsan benching. Kiim liyadacha hamleya hapsucha ha'gedusha v'archava. It kind of fits the context better there, but Godush means overflowing with thought, speech, and action. Ein rega reik b'chayi ha-Torah. There's no empty moment in the life of Torah. You don't have to seek out things that might be the wrong approach. Ein tzorach l'chapes adam ha-Torah bavukos. A person of Torah doesn't have to search with torches, Mimoshe Rabbeinu at Achron HaNeviim, from Moshe Rabbeinu to the latest of the Neviim, Ezra HaSofer about Shimon HaTzadik, from Ezra to Shimon HaTzadik, at the time of the Tanoim, Ad Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Ad Rav HaVabaya, to the latest of the Tanoim, to the Amoroim, Ad Rabbeinu HaRambam V'Ramban, it's the great Rishonim, Ad HaMachaber V'Hagro, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, and then the Vilna Gaon, going from Rishonim to Achronim, HaChavetz Chaim HaChazunish, recent Achronim. Torah Sa'odam Gidla Sa'odam HaSholem Echol Dar V'Dar. The Torah of man raised man, complete man, in all generations. V'Hashemos Shezacharnu, the names we mentioned, Heim Shemos HaShlemim Shen Hisparsimo Yidei Sifreim U'Pulosayim. Those are the names that became famous by way of their works and their activities. Aval Einam Bodadim B'Dorosayim, but they were not alone in their generations. It's actually amazing how many Gedol Yisrael, Kal Yisrael had, who you never heard of. Itam Yeshnam Revavos Shleimim Ugdol. With them there were myriads of complete and great people. Asher Raklo Nodu B'Shmo Seim, just not known by their names. Osher Rabim Yodim Mehem Abalo Kol Beis Yisrael. Many know of them, but not everyone knows of them. V'anachnu Hador HaAchron HaZeh, and we this latest generation. Gam anachnu yechol nodas ketzad luchios. We could also know how to live. V'gam kol echad ve'echad mi'itonu mesugul lios ha'odom ha'sholim. And each one of us is capable of being a complete person. Key, because, and now he quotes the Rambam in one of his letters, kol echad m'nei ha'olam, every person, imratza ha'shleimus, if he wants wholeness, completion, ha'yikarav Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha'sholim. Could be like Moshe Rabbeinu, close to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a little similar to what he writes in Hilchos Tshuva, that every person could be a Rasha like Yeravim ben Nevat, or a Tzaddik like Moshe. That's the Rambam in the letter, it's called Pirkei Hatzlacha. Hello, Torah Yesh Lanu. Torah we have, Hayudea Ketzad Luchyos, and one who knows how to live, who Chai Kafi Yidiyoso, and one who lives per what he knows, because sometimes there's a disconnect between what one knows and what one practices, he'll reach the ultimate goal of life. Divrei Torah einam divrei iyun mufshat. Words of Torah are not words of like analysis that's separated, that's removed. The Torah's chayim zos olam meshulavim halimut v'hamaisa. In this life Torah of ours, it's always interconnected. Meshulav means like connected together. Learning and action. Right, there's plenty in Chazal about the two can't be separated. Torah b'li maisa ain't a Torah's chayim. Torah without action is not Torah's chayim. Mitzvah b'li talmud Torah ain't a meloha chayim. And the action without the learning is not complete either. Right, the irony of the mitzvah of talmud Torah is even though it's worth more than every other mitzvah combined, which the Vilna Gaon says means if you had one unit of talmud Torah and 613 other units, this would be bigger. On the other hand, when it comes to all mitzvahs, Osik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. If you're doing one, you don't have to stop to do another. But if you're learning Torah, and a mitzvah overes she'yesh alasus la'yidei acherim, a mitzvah that's time-sensitive and can't be done by others comes up, you have to stop the learning and do the mitzvah. And the Rishonim say the reason is because learning Torah has to be in order to do. If I learn Torah, I'm sitting here learning, let's say, Hilchas Tzedakah, and then the Ani comes and wants some money, and I say, I'm sorry, I'm learning that, it's a greater mitzvah, so then my learning of those halachos is not almanas la'asos. So it has this irony that it's greater than all the other mitzvahs, but it's more readily pushed aside. It's not really an irony, it's because it's not learning, it's Talmud Maisa, as he says. And at the same time, the last phrase that he says is, a person just does mitzvahs, but doesn't study. There's no Talmud Torah behind it. You know, what's a Yom Tov of Pesach without learning the background of all the mitzvahs and the sugyas? We have a halacha to learn, Hilchos Chag B'Chag, every ritual we have, we don't understand what it is. It's not real. Umos Ha'olam Menasim L'Fanei Achidas Ha'olam. The nations of the world try, L'Fanei is like to undo a secret, Tzafnas Paneach is the name that Paro gave Yosef, to like uncover the riddle of life. By like a summary or a summation of all of the revelations of all the sciences and the essence of the world and life. And from this they create a Weltanschauung. That sometimes it actually reaches some halacha l'maisa conclusion. And sometimes it's only philosophical. It's an analysis, doesn't really tell you what to do. It has no indication, no guidance on how to live day to day life. Torah ain't a hashkafas olam. Shere ain't a hashkafas odam elahi chachmas binyan olam atzma. The Torah is not philosophy. We have to continue tomorrow.
We redo that sentence.
Okay. We'll do. Yeah.